Welcome to a very special Turner Rejected Movies. In 1979, director Louis von Chocula filmed his passion project, an adaptation of the famous board game Candyland. Filming was a nightmare and the movie was never finished, but Louis's wife Evelyn shot hours of behind-the-scenes footage, which she would later use to create the following documentary. This is Hearts of Sweetness.
Shooting begins tomorrow. Harvey Keitel has just arrived to play the film's hero, Mr. Mint. The crew is spending some time going over lines and relaxing in the sun. However, Lewis and his assistant, Carol, are arguing about the filming location.
The studio's pissed, Lewis. I don't care if the studio's pissed. This is where we shoot. We just need to bring in the fake snow and the set decoration. It's going to look perfect.
We could have shot this for pennies in Burbank. What are we doing in Guantanamo Bay?
I don't expect you and the other suits to understand my vision, Carol. Candyland is not just a game to me. It's a journey through the mind. Have you heard from Nolan yet?
Nolan Carlisle was to play King Candy, the film's villain. He was set to be paid $3 million for 3 days of shooting.
He hasn't returned my calls.
Oh, so I don't have a villain and I don't have an ending yet. Whatever, we got the big one tomorrow.
Day one of shooting was the biggest and most ambitious shot of the film, the massacre at Peppermint Forest. It required weeks of preparation, including explosives and set design. Lewis insisted the towering candy canes be real and spent $20 million of his own money to have them made by confectioners. It also required dozens of extras, including a man dressed as a marshmallow being set on fire while running into a burning cottage made of chocolate and graham crackers. The film's star, Harvey Keitel, was the centerpiece of the shot. With every fragile domino in place, they knew they had one chance to get it right.
Blow up the candy canes. Burn up the marshmallow peeps. Detonate the pop rocks.
Good work, Lewis. It went off without a hitch.
Keitel sucks. Get someone else. We'll reshoot tomorrow.
Day 27 of shooting. Ramon Stevens is brought in to replace Harvey Keitel. The crew are starting to ask questions. It's becoming clear that Lewis is making everything up as he goes. He still hasn't heard back from Nolan, and he still hasn't written the ending. But he found a spark of inspiration about a scene to take place at the film's midpoint.
I thought about it. Lord Licorice. What is he doing? What does he want? How did he gain his lordship, and how does he rule over the peasantry of the Gumdrop Mountain? Our hero is going to meet him. He's going to see that he is useless. He is worthless. He is there because he has nowhere to go. Carol, are you writing this down?
Fuck you.
Great. I want them all drinking hot chocolate precisely 167 degrees. I want anatomically correct gingerbread men. I ate a lot of cheese last night, and this came to me in a dream. We're making it reality, folks.
After a week of prep work, the scene with Lord Licorice was shot.
It sucks. Cut it.
Day 63 of shooting. Ramon has had trouble understanding the script and his character, Mr. Mint.
I don't get it. I'm looking for King Candy. What do I do when I find him? Do I kill him? Do I usurp him and take his place? Who is Mr. Mint?
He's you. You are Mr. Mint. You are in Candyland. You are the one taking this journey. Be the sugar, Ramon. Be the sugar.
That night, Ramon took what he called a personal journey into Candyland. He locked himself in his hotel room and ate nothing but pixie sticks and Fun Dip for 36 hours. Lewis was on hand to film.
I am the one who takes the sunshine and sprinkles it with dew.
Hi-yah! Hi-yah!
I cover it with chocolate, and through the hand of God, a miracle or two.
As I walk through the lollipop woods of death, I shall fear no evil.
Lewis, give me another Slurpee.
For I am the Candy Man. Beautiful friend.
After months of shooting, there was little to show for it. There was chaos behind the scenes, and no one could have predicted the weather they were about to face in Guantanamo. On top of everything else, Lewis had still not written the ending, and the big star, Nolan Carlisle, was still refusing to show up to film it.
Unfortunately, we are out of time for this installment of Turner Rejected Movies. Join us next time for part 2 of Hearts of Sweetness. Good night.